And I'm trying to make the best Christmas. I'm going to make this rib roast. It's going to be the greatest prime rib roast ever made. And so what do I need for decoration? What, how do I got people coming over. How do I don't know how much time left, Morley.
Okay, well, here's the deal. If you have, obviously you're putting your time into the food and creating this fabulous rib roast. So what I always tell my clients is do not stress out with, like, everything else. Now, I'm sure there is stuff that you have at your house that you can throw together as a decor. So, for example, use, you know, if you've got any extra, like, garland that you put, on the mantle. Or even as my super special trick is at the bottom of the Christmas tree to break off the bottom branches and put them on your dining room table with some votive. Put that roast right on top of it if you're going to serve it family style. Another thing is just take some glass vases that you've got around or even bowls and just fill them with ornaments. It looks so festive and so cheerful, and then, bam, you're done. So that's your decor. That's all you need. And just, as I say, just keep it, like, votive candles, pillar candles, some ornaments, a little bit of greenery if you've got it. You're set. Next.
Yeah, I love that. And, Marley, I was so excited when I was going through some of your tips that you have available on your website.
Yes.
And I love the ornament placeholders because I think that that's a fun activity that if you have kids, that you can get the kids involved in. And it's not expensive. You go get a pack of ornaments right now. And let us know a little bit about some of those great ideas that you have available.
Well, you can do, I mean, there's so many different things that you can do. You can go and get a pack of ornaments. And remember, places like Target and Walmart and even like discount places like Big Lots or whatever, whatever's in your area, there are so many things, especially right now, that are, you know, probably even on sale. And so you can do these ornament place cards as, in a bunch of different ways. One, you can just have like the paint markers, and you can literally write the names of the person right on the ornament. You can do, like, you know, just cut out fun little colored cards. You can pop those on there. It's, the thing is that depending on the age and the, you know, how complicated you want to get, but then the guests not only get the ornament with their name on it so they know where they're going to sit, but then they get to take it, you know, they get to take it home. So if you want to do more of an arts and crafts project, then again, put some, you know, put some glitter out there, put some, you know, stickers for the kids and that kind of, and, you know, some ribbons. And remember, these things are kind of like scraps. I mean, this doesn't have to be, oh my gosh, I just went and bought like $1 million worth of ribbon and craft supplies. This can be stuff that you've got around the house that you guys can just do together. And then it just looks really great and festive. And one of my little, you know, other secrets this season is we're all running around so much that it just feels so good to, like, sit somewhere with a couple friends or a couple family members with the Christmas music on or holiday music and just, like, be together and hang out, you know, whether it's an ornament. Another idea you can do is you can do gingerbread men in the same way. You know, whether it's like if you feel like making gingerbread men, great. If not, just buy them. You know, put a hole in it, put a big ribbon on it, and put a tag, you know, place tag as far as so somebody knows that that's where they're going to sit. Or even just a big collection of gingerbread men or cookies, like on a pedestal or something in the middle of the table. It's so festive and so simple and cheap, you know, really easy at this point.
You have so many fun ideas. We're speaking with Marley Major, the Party Goddess. You can go check out some of her tips and tricks at thepartygoddess.com. And you know what I love? You always do something where, you know, you give ideas for if you can go out and purchase ornaments and all this, you know, you give ideas for that. But then you also had a really other fun idea where it was that you maybe take the trading spaces idea and you share with your neighbors.
Well, here's the thing. I don't know about you guys, but for some reason I suffer, and I think so many of us suffer from, like, if it's yours, it's not as exciting as other stuff.
Absolutely.
You know? So, it, I mean, it doesn't matter. It's like, I don't know if it's as girls we grew up, and it's like, oh, you know, you want somebody else's pair of jeans because they're cuter than yours, or who knows. But
I could not agree with you more. I do that exact same thing.
Right? I mean, you just, it's like this whole covetous, oh, my gosh, it's hers. Well, yeah, hi, you've got your own. It doesn't matter, you know? So one of the things that I'm encouraging my friends to do is, listen, put a bunch of your holiday stuff into, you know, into a container, into like a, whether it's a bag or a milk crate or whatever, and have your friends do the same thing and then swap it out. So you give them a container of your stuff to decorate with and they give you a container or vice versa. Or, I mean, well, or what you do is you actually take your stuff and, like, you know, put it around their house and glam it up for them, which is so much fun because then you guys can do it together. then you're getting kind of, quote, new stuff, you know? Because with the holidays, let's face it, usually what we do is we put all the decor out, right? And then we put it back, and then what happens next year? We pull all the same stuff out, we put it back. So sometimes you just need kind of a little change of scenery, different color scheme, maybe like your friend is more into vintage stuff and you've got more modern stuff, whatever it is. But it's just kind of that feeling that it's new, you know, without spending, you know, without just going, oh, my God, I'm going to buy all this new holiday stuff. So
Marley,
that's kind of the deal.
Marley, it's Ken. As we get back to hopefully more civility when it comes to cocktails, enjoying cocktails in America.
Yeah.
You know, etiquette is important also, and as we go through the holidays, a lot of us are visiting other people's homes, and we're in with family. Why don't you share some etiquette for the holidays also for people?
Well, one of the things is you want to make sure that if you're going to somebody else's home no matter how close friends are, I mean, that's the other thing, too, is just because somebody's like, oh, it's my brother, it doesn't matter. Yes, it does matter. Like, you're going to their home, they are, you know, hosting you and your family, or at least you. It's so number one, you want to bring some kind of a hostess gift. And I think some of these things, like just going back to basics in terms of our manners, are just so appreciative. Like write a nice card, like, I'm, you know, thank you so much for having us on, you know, Christmas Eve or New Year's Day or whatever it is. And then do something. I mean, you can always default to the bottle of wine. That's what so many people do. But there's a billion other things out there that are so much fun to give as like a hostess gift, and even if it's just call it a host gift, but I mean, and some of those things might be, whether it's just like a little gift certificate to Starbucks, it could be a little potted plant. Now remember, a lot of times people are tempted to bring flowers, but etiquette wise you don't want to bring cut flowers to your host or hostess that are not already in a vase, because then the onus is on them to arrange them. So the idea is that you want to make it really simple for them. But you could also just give them, you know, a couple of ornaments, or just like a platter with some cookies or some, you know, some chocolates. It can be really simple, but the idea is that it's just a token to show your appreciation for them, you know, having you over. And let's face it, you know, running the vacuum cleaner an extra time and spit and polishing, you know, the house. So
now, is caroling good etiquette today?
I think, you know what, I got to tell you, I'm seeing this more and more with my clients and with everybody, is that, first of all, people like activities, you know? So I think caroling is great if, you know, I mean, among your friends and just singing and that kind of thing. If you're going to do it, I suggest, like, if you want to do it in your, you know, while you're entertaining, is make sure that you have the words that you can pass out to everybody. Now, that's easy. You can just download them off the Internet and just make a bunch of copies so that people can have fun with it. But
all right, then Marley, listen to this for just a second.
Okay.
Oh, bring us a figgy pudding. Oh, bring us a figgy pudding. Oh, bring us a figgy pudding and a cup of good cheer.
All right, now here we have an angry gang outside somebody's house. At first they were singing, wish you a Merry Christmas. So it started off fine. Then Marley, they start demanding figgy pudding.
Okay.
And then
this song has Ken fired up.
Then Marley, wait a minute, it gets worse.
We won't go until we get.
They're not gonna leave, Marley. They're not gonna leave until they get what they wanted.
Okay, well, I've been known to not want to leave until I get what I want. But the thing is that, you know, who are these freaking friends of yours standing out there demanding, I mean, a sticky pudding of all things? Now, and I know it's like it's all tongue in cheek, but I gotta tell you. Tell me, like, honestly, if you all of a sudden were sitting in your house and you heard, like, music coming from your front door, like people singing from your front door, you wouldn't care how bad their voice is or not. Wouldn't you be on fire? I mean, I would be ecstatic.
That would be, that'd be like a Christmas miracle.
It would be like a Christmas miracle because we're so used to, like, I mean, at this point, I can't wait till we start sending, like, our Christmas cards via, like, Evite. Like, hi, here's a picture of the kids and, you know, hope I didn't get into your spam folder. I mean, yeah, but like, let alone somebody actually singing and taking the time. And I think it's fun, and I do think we're going to start getting more and more, you know, back to stuff like that. I don't know if it's going to be a demand for kidding. It might be a demand for booze.
What I said. I said I could see if you were out there saying that you want a bottle of Fetzer wine or something, but not figgy pudding. Come on now.
Well, I want some cinnamon rolls for sure, but yeah.
And I have to say, you know, everybody should really go onto your website because you have some great, exciting ideas. I love the wish tree. I will definitely be doing that for our New Year's Eve party.
Oh, that's a great one. And, you know, I just saw an adaptation of that. I think it was Singapore, I'm not sure, but it's definitely in Asia. And the wish tree that you're talking about is like what Yoko Ono did. She had all these trees, and what they would do is when she was little in Japan, they would write the wishes, you know, the family members would write the wishes on a card and hang it on the tree for the coming year. Well, I just saw this adaptation of it, is that they have all these spheres, and I can't figure out what they are. Like, I just saw the photo of it and, like, the caption, but it's in Asia, and they write the wishes, like, in permanent marker on these spheres, and then they float them in the water, and it's like this giant art installation. But I think that's really cool. I was trying to come up with kind of a modern adaptation of that, and I thought, you know, in California or warm places like, you know, Arizona, you know, we could do those and put them in our pool and really have a good time, but
yeah.
I don't know. I'm not there yet with that one, but definitely tell people how much you appreciate them and you're glad to have them in your life, you know?
Well, the last thing for me before you go is, obviously, around the holidays, a lot of people get engaged.
Yeah.
A lot of proposals on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
Obviously, they'll get married this summer. You also do wedding planning, yes?
We 100% do wedding planning, yes, of course. And, they can call us. They can go to thepartygoddess.com. They can, we even have, like, a party planning thing online. They can contact us. And then also, we've got a lot of holiday tips and notes and all that kind of stuff on our blog. So if anybody wants to go, after listening today, to thepartygoddess.com, /blog, they can see the show notes and they can, you know, get some more ideas that kind of we elaborated on the blog that we didn't get to elaborate on the radio today.
And that's fun, and I've been following your blog. You have a great blog out there. Well, thank you so much, Marley, for joining us before the holidays that we have coming up here.
Thank you, guys, and I hope to talk to you soon. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Marley.
Thank you. Bye.